Last night I was dreading Mom and Dad's reaction to the breakup, right? And then they didn't react at all, not one bit. And it's almost like the absence of their reaction was worse than any freakout they could have had. Then I thought, why? Why do I care if they freak out? I mean, what do I get out of it? And then I thought, maybe their freakouts are like some kind of compass for me, you know? Like, I know I'm doing what I want to do if it freaks them out. And then I thought, what if I don't want to do what I do because I want to do it, but because they don't want me to? I mean, what if I don't like what I like because I like it, but because my mother doesn't like it and doesn't want me to like it? What if I actually don't like the music that I like, or the movies, or the clothes, or the men? What if I don't like what I seem to like? I never realized my mother influenced my every decision, even those that don't seem like one. Like tying my shoes. I mean, I've always been a fan of bunny ears, you know. And this morning I decided not to bunny ear. And you know what happened? Turns out bunny ears take a lot longer than the regular way. I saved like 3 seconds this morning. Ugh, my mother's everywhere. In my shoes, in my clothes, in my food, in my inn? What do you mean? What are you talking about? My mother is here? I can remember the first time I had a Pop-Tart. It was at my friend Erica Katch's house. And she said, do you want a Pop-Tart? And I knew my mother would recoil at the very idea of me having a Pop-Tart. I could just picture her. A Pop-Tart? And so I had one. And I opened the silver wrapper and I took a bite and I thought nothing had ever tasted so good. I thought it tasted like freedom. It tasted like I was my own person. The Pop-Tart tasted like freedom and rebellion and independence. But now I think, I don't know if I like Pop-Tarts.